From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will present you some Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with Newsline. Stay tuned at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister Wiranto says the government has sufficient to be fair to Papua. Indonesian President Joko Widodo orders to restore security and order in Papua. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government is committed to remain focusing on developing Papua and West Papua. This has been reflected in the re-granting of special autonomy to the two provinces. Coordinating Minister for Political Law and Security, Wiranto, at a press conference at Media Center of the Ministry of Politics for Law and Security in Jakarta Friday, said that related to the current situation, the government was acting fairly towards the two provinces.
Papua dan Papua Barat lebih baik lagi. Bagaimana kita sesuai dengan keinginan
Papua and West Papua are now better, in accordance with the wishes of Pak Jokowi as president to accelerate the development of Papua and West Papua, so that the regions can be the same, in line with other provinces. This is what we should conduct, and we talk bluntly about justice. As long as I accompany Pak Jokowi for 3 years, we always focus on developing Papua and West Papua. Wiranto also said to catch up with other provinces, the Indonesian government had built infrastructure, roads, ports, education, economy, and one price of fuel oil. The development aims to prosper the people of Papua so that they can be equal to other provinces. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has ordered restoration of security and order in Papua and West Papua provinces following riots that damaged several public facilities and offices, including Antara News Agency's bureau in Jayapura. President Joko Widodo said damaged public facilities must be repaired, and schools, shops, and public service offices must resume operation. Anarchic and violent perpetrators and provocateurs must be held accountable for damages they cause. The president asked security personnel take firm actions against those vandalizing public facilities and committing anarchist actions, as well as those involved in racist slurs, with no exception whether they are civilians or military personnel. The government don't tolerate rioting and anarchy. The measures have been imposed without exception. The president has also ordered the immediate restoration of security and public order in Papua. The dignity and self-respect of all citizens without exception must be protected. President Joko Widodo also stated that he believes the people in Papua are peace-loving people, and they love this nation and country. The Papuan Youth Solidarity and Melanesia Race Movement has dismissed a call for a Papuan referendum on self-determination and rejected foreign intervention in Papua that may put the Indonesian unity on the line. Some 300 people, including Papuan youths and activists of the Indonesian Institute for Law Studies, held a peaceful rally in Jakarta Friday to express their objection towards a referendum. During the rally, Ismail Marasabesi demanded the arrest of people hoisting Bintang Kejora or Morning Star flag in front of the palace. Indonesia must not be damaged due to the act of irresponsible people. Ismail Marasabesi also said that the entire nation recognizes freedom and beliefs, and Melanesia race is not a handful of people wishing damage in this country. The other speaker, El Hakim, said Papua is an integral part of NKRI. All Indonesian citizens must bow to the law. If anybody is guilty, he or she must be brought to justice. Meanwhile, Alan MS appealed to his brothers in Papua to be conscious of the fact that peace should prevail again in Papua. He said security agencies must deal with the handful of people who do not want a peaceful Indonesia. Chief of the Papua Provincial Police Inspector General Rudolf Roja has appealed to local business agents to resume their activities and assure them that the Indonesian military and police would ensure their security. He said in Jayapura on Friday that the Indonesian military and police are ready to guarantee the security of residents and business agents. Inspector General Rudolf Roja added, overall, the security situation in Papua is relatively peaceful, although a handful of people are still not satisfied with the situation and prefer to wait around their residence. He further said that the National Police Headquarters dispatched some 1,250 Mobile Brigade or BRIMOB personnel along with 300 military personnel to keep Jayapura safe. The military and police have conducted joint patrols in Jayapura. The ease in obtaining visa and the availability of transportation facilities are two important things to attract foreign tourists from Indonesia to India and vice versa. This was conveyed by Satya Widya Yuda, Deputy Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives or DPR at the Indian Tourism Roadshow in Jakarta on Thursday.
So my feedback is we should be able to make every country easier. So Indonesia to come to India is easier, and the Indian come to Indonesia easier. So in the visa, so has to be reciprocal. You know, what the India treated to us and the government of Indonesia in return has to treat the same way. So that is one. And second is the transportation. I think Ambassador just mentioned about the there is a connecting flight to Chennai and directly to Bali. This is also one of infrastructure that has to be developed in the future in order to attract both citizenship, so Indian and also Indonesia, to just visit to Chennai. Infrastructure that has to be developed in the future in order to attract both citizenship, so Indian and also Indonesia, to just visit to Chennai.
On the same occasion, Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, explained India has to work hard in attracting Indonesian tourists to India, one of which is through an Islamic religious tour package, because in India there are several Islamic shrines which are visited by more than 50 million tourists per year. The Indonesian and Chilean governments are committed to strengthening cooperation in improving the marine and fishery sectors as well as in handling environmental issues. The commitment is a follow-up to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation or APEC and the 25th session of the Conference of the Parties COP25 held this year. Deputy to Maritime Affairs Coordinating Ministry for Human Resources Coordination, Science and Technology and Maritime Culture, Safri Burhanuddin, explained in a written statement released Friday. The cooperation will chiefly focus on addressing illegal fishing and pollution because the two countries have similar geology. One of the areas of cooperation is disaster mitigation because Chile has the same type of natural disaster as Indonesia. The cooperation in disaster mitigation is aimed at reducing the risk of disasters from earthquake, volcanic eruption, and tsunami. He said in addressing the environmental issues, the two countries share similar views with regard to marine debris. Chilean Ambassador to Indonesia Gustavo Ayares Osandon, meanwhile, said the cooperation with Indonesia is important as the two countries take care of environmental issues, particularly plastic waste, which has become global issues. Chief Justice of South Africa Mogong welcomes the opportunity for cooperation in the field of law with Indonesia. According to a written statement issued by the Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria and received by Antara News Agency on Friday, that the opportunity for law cooperation between Indonesia and South Africa was discussed during a meeting between South Africa's Supreme Court Chief Justice Mogong and Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa Salman Al-Farisi on August 28, 2019 at the South African Constitutional Court in Johannesburg. South Africa's Chief Justice told the Indonesian Ambassador that people want hope, they want the truth. Chief Justice Mogong emphasized further that South Africa had shown rapid development and the conditions were far better than those during the apartheid era in the country. He pointed out that such positive development had boosted hopes among South Africans to lead a better life. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news in news from Indonesia comes from East Java. Residents on the slopes of the Argo Puro Mountain Kalinan Village, Krucil Subdistrict Probolinggo Regency, East Java Province, have their own way to obtain electricity. Since 2015, they have a micro hydropower plant. Local residents innovate by creating a micro hydropower plant unit to meet household needs. Head of Kalianan Village, Ciati, on Thursday said that the electricity was utilized by 150 from 1,500 families. According to her, residents who use it are those who live in remote areas and cannot be reached by PLN electricity. The next news is from Central Jakarta. The Central Jakarta City Government held the 2019 Kebon Bang Jaim Festival for 2 days on August the 23rd and 24th. This event was a substitute for the former Jalan Jaksa Festival, which was held regularly every year. Kebon Bang itself is an acronym for the streets names where the festival was held, namely Kebon Sirih, Sabang Jaksa, Wahid Hasim. This area is known as a culinary and tourist center in Central Jakarta. Central Jakarta Mayor Bayu Megantara, according to a press release received by Kompas Travel on Saturday, said the Kebon Bang Jaim Festival took a moment along with Indonesian Independence Day last August the 17th, as well as an effort to preserve and revive the Betawi culture as one of Indonesia's wealth. With the theme Enchantment Kebon Bang Jaim, the festival presented a variety of activities ranging from culinary bazaars, cultural arts, performances, fashion carnivals, cosplay, photo exhibition, to stand-up comedy. In addition, there was red and white fun run in commemoration with the 74th Indonesian Independence Day. Latest news, OHA Sole Dance in Livens, the 2019 F3G Lembata opening. The opening of the Three Mountains Festival or F3G in Lembata Regency was pretty exciting. This program presented the Sole OHA Dance performed by Sanggar Tugunuan from Watodiri Village, Ile Ape District in Bukit Cinta Lembata area East Nusa Tenggara Province on Monday evening. There were 104 studio members who are mostly elderly. This event took place from August the 26th to 31st.
Vice Regent of Lembata Dr. Thomas Ola Langodai, after the opening of the Three Mountains Festival, explained the Sola Olha dance is a unifying dance or ta'antou, which illustrates the mandate of ancestors of Lewa Tanah Lembata that the movement of Lembata development is unity. Langodai hopes that the Three Mountain Festival will be able to develop tourism and have an impact on development in Lembata Regency. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of August 21, 1926, the ratification of the Articles of Association of a new organization, namely Jong Indonesia or Indonesian Youth. On August 15, 1926, several youth organizations held a meeting in Jakarta to discuss a permanent body for Indonesian youth. They formed the Indonesian Student Association, or PPPI. As a result, on August 31, 1926, the Articles of Association of a new organization was ratified, namely Jong Indonesia, or Indonesian Youth. PPPI proposed to hold the Indonesian Youth Congress too. The second Congress produced the Youth Pledge on October 28, 1928. we turn to the event of August 31, 1962. Trinidad and Tobago got independence from England. Trinidad and Tobago is a country in South America in 1797. For several countries, Trinidad and Tobago was colonized alternately by Spain, England, France, and the Netherlands. Trinidad and Tobago became a British colony since the signing of the Amiens Agreement in 1802 between England and France. Trinidad and Tobago got independence from Britain on August 31, 1962. We end today in history with the event on August 31, 2012. Angola held an election under the new constitution. Angola held again legislative and presidential elections on August 31, 2012. The general election on August 31, 2012 was the third general election held since Angola ended the civil war, which lasted for 27 years in 1975. The August 31, 2012 general election was the first general election which was held under a new constitution that abolished direct presidential elections. With the new constitution in 2010, the leader of the winning party of the election will automatically become president. Listener, that was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 5 state-owned enterprises ready to work on 4 projects in Laos. Five state-owned enterprises will work on 4 business cooperation projects in Laos. This was agreed at a meeting of state-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno with the Minister of the Office of the Prime Minister of Laos, Alun Keo Kitikun, in Jakarta on Wednesday, August the 28th. Antara News Agency reported the visits of the Laos delegation was a follow-up to Minister Rini Sumarno's meeting with the Prime Minister of the Lao People's Democratic Republic, Thong Luen Sisulit, in Vientiane, Laos, on June 25, 2019. There was the signing of a memorandum of understanding on cooperation between a number of Indonesian state-owned enterprises and the Von Safan Group. The state-owned enterprises that signed the Memorandum of Understanding last June was PT Timah, which will work on the potential for mining in Laos. PT Perkebunan Nusantara together with PT Pupuk Indonesia will also collaborate in agriculture with pulp trading, import and export. Furthermore, PT Inka from Indonesia will also collaborate with the Indonesian Railroad Development Cooperation Consortium to build a 195-kilometer train line from Laos to a port in Vietnam. PT Bukit Asam and Petro Trade from Laos will also conduct cooperation related to the coal trade. Specifically, the cooperation between PT Timah TBK and Petrotrade, an entity of the Von Safan Group, will also involve PT Pupuk Indonesia. The cooperation includes exploration to find new sources of NPK fertilizer as KCI or potassium chloride. PT Pupuk Indonesia is ready to take part as an off-taker or buyer who will absorb the fertilizer raw material. For the moment, Indonesia has to import KCL raw material from Eastern Europe because it cannot be obtained in the country. The large potential of KCL mines in Laos is expected to support price efficiency and distribution costs. The Laos government delegation, represented by the Minister for the Office of the Prime Minister of Laos, Alun Keo Kitikun, and Deputy Minister of Public Works and Transportation of Laos, Feng Savat Sifandon, have visited a number of factories from state-owned enterprises related to the cooperation. Minister Alun Keo Kitikun said the delegation's visit was directed by the Laos government to attract investment from other countries, including Indonesia. According to Kitikun, state-owned enterprises' factories are already using high technology, so they are convinced that the four projects that will be carried out have very good quality. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Susu, kail dan jala cukup menghidupimu. Tiada badai, tiada topan kau temui. Ikan dan udang menghampiri dirimu. Bukan lautan, hanya kolam susu. Kail dan jala cukup menghidupimu. Tiada badai, tiada topan kau temui. Ikan dan udang menghampiri dirimu. Orang bilang tanah kita tanah surga. Tongkat kayu dan batu jadi tanaman. Orang bilang tanah kita tanah surga. Tongkat kayu dan batu jadi tanaman. Bukan lautan, hanya kolam susu. Kail dan jala cukup menghidupimu. Tiada badai, tiada topan kau temui. Ikan dan udang menghampiri dirimu. Bukan lautan, hanya kolam susu. Kail dan jala cukup menghidupimu. Tiada badai, tiada topan kau temui. Ikan dan udang menghampiri dirimu. Orang bilang tanah kita tanah surga. Tongkat kayu dan batu jadi tanaman. Orang bilang tanah kita tanah surga. Tongkat kayu dan batu jadi tanaman.
Central Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you to the traditional cuisine of Yogyakarta called Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. Listener, Yogyakarta is the paradise of culinary. The city has plenty of delicious traditional cuisines that you must discover. One of them is Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. Sego Abang Lombok Ijo means red rice and green chili lodeh soup. Lodeh is a typical vegetable soup made with coconut milk. Sego Abang Lombok Ijo is the traditional food of Gunung Kidul. Just like its name, the food taste is spicy. There are a number of food stalls selling Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. They are usually open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sego Lombok Ijo comprises red rice, gudeg, papaya leaves, lodeh soup, and various side dishes. For the side dishes, there are several selections such as chicken, fried empal, tofu, and soy food. The food has unique flavors starting from spicy, sweet, and savory. For each portion of Sego Sambal Ijo, it costs 16,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safridarila. See you next time.
Antara kau dan aku. Jawab pun.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Still with me, Putri, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Listener Voice of Indonesia, it is nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today we will inform you about Indonesia have achievements in the international research competition in the social field in Serbia. Stay tuned. Good news comes from high school and junior high school students from various regions in Indonesia. They successfully won 1 gold, 3 silvers, and 3 bronzes in the International Conference of Young Social Scientists, or ICYSS 2019. This international teenage social research competition takes place in Belgrade, Serbia on August 20th until 26th, 2019. The gold medal was achieved in the field of geography by Arnett Grady from Cita Hati Christian School West Campus, Surabaya, with a study entitled A Study to Find Solutions for Urban Floods in Citraland. The silvers were achieved by Sabrina Arinka and Maria Angelita from Tumbu High School in Yogyakarta with the title Fake News and Election Through the Lens of Millennials and Gen Z in Sociology. Sterina Onraisher Nyoto from Cita Hati Christian School East Campus Surabaya in Economics with research entitled Smokers Transparency Operation Protocol or STOP. At William Chandra from the same school with the title Media Effect on Negative Stereotyping Among High School Students in the Field of Psychology. The bronzes were achieved by Rafael Asa Evgenius Christina and Clarissa Pramesti Tiara Putri from Santa Maria Christian Junior High School, Surabaya, in the field of sociology with a study entitled Influence of Social Media on the Learning Pattern and Academic Achievements of Adolescents, Case Study in Santa Maria Junior High School, Surabaya. Jeremy James from Ciputra Surabaya High School with the title Harmonization of Sundanese Javanese Potential for the Loss of Dinoyo Street and Gunung Sari History in Surabaya in the field of history. And Jacqui Davidson Widodo from Cita Hati Christian School East Campus Surabaya with the title Exploring the Geographic Advantages in Indonesia in the field of geography. Director of the Center for Young Scientists CYS, Monica Raharti, said that the achievement of the Indonesian team indicated that the research in the social field had entered junior high school level and had begun to become part of the curriculum in various schools in Indonesia. Monica also hopes that this victory can spark the enthusiasm of Indonesian students to enter the world of research and encourage teachers to improve their ability to guide students. The Indonesian team that took part in the International Conference of Young Social Scientists was formed from a tiered selection from the provincial level to the national level by CYS. Its activities are in collaboration with the provincial and city education offices, universities, and non-governmental organizations from March to July 2019. The student team is under the guidance of the Center for Young Scientists CYS team, Lela Susanti from STBA Yapari ABA Bandung, and Hoki Situngkir from Bandung Fe Institute. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Puri Safidella. See you next time. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Kerinduan, which means longing for. The song was composed by Pance F. Pondak in pop genre and popularized by Meriam Belina in 1985. The song tells about someone's sadness that gets lack attention even she is often left by her peer. But she tries to be patient and runs away all of it, although it is not easy. Then the song is resung by Dian Piesesha in a more seductive rhythm by being accompanied with keroncong music. Well, listener, here is Dian Piesesha with her song Kerinduan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tatap langit biru, terluka.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay with us in Voice of Indonesia at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Berisa Ferdinandella. See you on the next English program.